And just a word about infidelity. I think that there's also often misunderstanding when it comes to infidelity, because this is a list of, and it's not an exhaustive list by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a list of behaviors that people may engage in and become as part of their addiction and part of their acting out behaviors. But when it comes to infidelity, I just want to say that not everybody, not all sex addicts engage in infidelity. As you can see, there's a broad list of acting out behaviors. But not everybody who has an affair is a sex addict. So
Right.
it's really important that people remember that. Some sex addicts, the history, when you're talking to a person with an addiction to sex, it'll include infidelity. But other people, may come into my office and talk about infidelity, and they're not sex addicts. So that's where, and I think we're going to talk about it, but I'm not sure. So I'll just mention now, that's where a thorough assessment by someone trained in treating sex addiction is important.